Blog Talk Radio.
Just about other things. However,
whatsoever. Everyone who says to me, I'll never spend the money that I make just for my Social Security and my pension per month. And I'm not even sure why they're bothering to them, but they do, and they buy stuff. So, but my plan is that after they become a client, my plan, after they become a client, one way or another, like Wenger is up in that state, it's basically insist that they have fees. And they will. They will. What they'll do with it, I have no idea. But the other thing maybe is I should get licensed. I'm really so reluctant. And if I did, it'll be in a few months, but it's not a big thing. And I have to do the health first, because I think that people like to fly. So I'm working on the health. So that's my plan. My plan is to get the health right now. Maybe take it in April. Or March, I should say. And then take a look at it. Once I'm going to get licensed, I'm definitely getting something. You were right, I should probably get something. But okay. And that's it. You know, I'm still really the fact that Midland doesn't have down there. I don't know what to do. I just found a page showing that I passed all the tests. But they don't give you a certificate. They don't give you anything. It's just fact that she... Yeah. Yeah, but I just... Right. Okay, so good. So Stuart and I went on to that, and I found a page that shows I took it as cash. But it's LIBRA, and it says, we do not give you a number, we do not give you a certification, and we will not tell third parties that you passed. Did that too. Same thing. The other part of it is confusing. I don't know why. It's not confusing enough to forget, but I believe, Stuart?
Yeah. This is for you.
I know. But this thing with Midland.
Yeah.
What did we find? Did we find the liberal?
I think it's the
client, or
we
did
have
we
liberal.
Find
no,
the
we have
4 hours?
Liberal client. Who's that client?
It's a web CD 4 hours that I'm supposed to take out. I believe I took. There's one other thing on my list, but it's looking for now. Anything else on your list? Okay. I'll just tell you the other two things. One is, I wanted to tell you something about acting like, because it's not next slide, the next day, I'm going to think what button to hit. But I asked them to give me a profile of the HMD. So when I know the profile of the HMD, we can sit down. Okay. The second thing is, because of that news, was a very interesting okay. She's asked me, and Heather asked me, but I've answered okay. But the point-to-point and crediting work. So I started studying, and this is what I thought. And so I had to sit down with him to show you a couple of things that helped. Because I have a specific that 4 hours of newly trained technology assessment is complete by Web City Geek. This is what they're
Hi, how are you? We're good. We're ready to go. Now,
okay. Yep.
Once again, I haven't looked at the markets. Are they better or worse? What are they doing now?
To tell you the truth, I have not paid attention. Wait a second. Just looking on my phone. It's sort of like the Dow's at 16,373. It's sort of like at one point it got under 16,000 and it sort of rallied up a little bit. So nowhere's back near where it was, but let's just say the markets are sort of languishing.
Okay.
They're kind of going sideways. They've been going down since the first of the year, you know, only to pop up a little bit, only to get slammed back down again. And I don't know, this concept of Plan B, as in boy, just seems to me to make a lot of sense.
Yeah. I love it. I want to say also with the play money concept, I have very little time right now, but I'm playing around with play money for us. I don't know what I'm doing yet, but I think we're going to get something out of this.
You know what? Maybe what you want to do on that, since of the time constraints, is let's say the last segment I'm not able to stay on the,
good idea.
Because it's 15, maybe you do that then.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk about languishing markets. Sue? All right, we're ready. Yes. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and...
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour, and we speak to you every single Wednesday about the fear factor, false evidence affecting your retirement. And then we build it up to the things that you should be looking at, the things that you might be blindsided by, so that you don't get surprises. Now, look, folks, I'm going to be going this very day, by the way, to a specific debate. It's like a TED Talk, very intellectual debate. But it has a very strange name. The name is, Are We Living Long Enough? And the debaters are Aubrey de Grey, who believes that we can become immortal Yes, and he's a very, very substantial guy. This is not a fringy guy who's muttering to himself and they took him off the street. He has one of the biggest institutes in California, getting millions of dollars from millionaires. So take a look at them becoming immortal. And John Wolpe, who believes that, gee, you know, at 80, everybody ought to check out, maybe even 75. Enough's enough. Well, here's the truth. The truth is somewhere in the middle. We talk to our clients very personally, and I can tell you that they have very varying ideas about their own longevity. One of them is, I don't want to live past the time that my quality of life has diminished. And others, oh, do everything. Give me a new arm, a new leg, a new heart, whatever it is. I want to be able to feel the sunshine on my face, and if I can, I'm fine. So, you know, Ronald Gilak and Associates are a lot more than how are you going to invest your money, which mutual fund or annuity to select, or what's your best insurance. We go right to your purpose in life. And yet, when we see the markets languishing, as Ron said to me this morning, as we see them going sideways, as we see them doing nothing, we have to step back and wonder, how is our life being affected emotionally, stress-wise, and therefore the minutes and hours of our day? Because we're just so uncertain. Wouldn't it be great to have what Ron calls a plan B, to put some certainty? If we can't put certainty in our lifespan, maybe we can put some certainty in our wealth span. Well, we truly can, and Ronald Gilak and Associates have to do with that. And Ron is going to explain that, how we can put some certainty in the way our money is growing or being protected, so we can take our thoughts and think about other lofty matters, like TED Talks and going and traveling or writing our first book or whatever it is that we long to do in retirement. Ron, what is this idea about Plan B and putting some certainty into our financial future?
Well, I think it's extremely important that retirement is well planned, well thought out, and sadly, Adrian, a lot of people spend more time planning a 2-week vacation than they do planning 30 years in retirement. And they just go on blind faith that, well, because some financial advisor designed a asset allocation model for their portfolio that everything's going to be fine, that somehow the next 20 to 30 years are going to be similar to the last 20 to 30 years. And this is not reality. Reality is there's certain crises, I don't know if that's the right way to say it, brewing. Yeah, that are brewing, where you look at it and you go, well, the government has a massive, massive, massive debt. You've got a demographic age wave of 10,000 plus people a day turning 65 in this country for the next 20 years. You've got roller coaster financial markets. You've got what I would only describe as ever-increasing predatory and confiscatory taxation to contend with. You've got the issue of, well, 7 out of 10 people later in life will have some type of need for long-term care. So, of course, we want to plan our ideal retirement and all the wonderful things we want to do and places we want to go. That's optimal to do that. But we got to think about it in terms of, what if the foundation assumptions that I'm relying on crumble away? What if the assumption that my pension check will always be there in the exact amount that it's promised to be when I start receiving my pension? Or what if my assumption is that tax rates are going to be about the same as they are now? You know, so if these assumptions turn out to be wrong, we want to explore, okay, well, what do you do if? And that's the whole thing. What do you do if this happens? What do you do if that happens? So Plan B involves addressing whatever area of concern there is. What do we do if inflation comes back into the economy with a vengeance? You know, what's the plan for that? And that's very customized and done one-on-one. and involves options that I call are thinking outside the box that offer meaningful guarantees. That's
you
really
know,
what plan B planning is about.
Well, let me give a meaningful guarantee right now. A meaningful guarantee that I'm going to give you right now that I am not afraid to state is that you'll get a lot out of our one-on-one educational meetings. You really will. And you can do them in such a variety of ways. I mean, first of all, we have, of course, live seminars. Ron does live seminars all over the state. It is likely that you will enjoy some of the wonderful luncheons or dinners that he gives, and you should be on that invitation list. I give seminars in our listening area. The next one is coming up on February 16th over at the Chester Library. We always will be very happy to speak to you on the phone for a 15-minute one-on-one strategy session just to see if we should be taking the next step together. And, of course, we have our office meetings, and we will be able to meet in an area near you. Our flagship, however, is in Parsippany, and for you snowbirds, over in Florida, so that you can always meet there. But we have been able to meet conveniently with everybody who's been calling us from our listening audience. So how do you make your reservations for your live events? How do you meet with us if you're ready? You simply call 800-467-8152. The office is closed during the time that this show airs, but leave a message, we'll get back to you, or call during business hours tomorrow. 800-467-8152. One more time, 800-467-8152. And if you'd like to take our free course, the Fear Factor course, that is online, and it's absolutely free at the website Ronald Gielock, G-E-L-O-K, and Associates.com. RonaldGielockandAssociates.com. And for those of you who are truly interested in not being one of those folks that plan their vacation in more depth than their 30 or 40 years of retirement, you should make that call, 800-467-8152. Ron, let's go back. I used the word blindside in the introduction, and you talked about the fact that people don't plan, they don't know the new taxes that may be coming up. Well, frankly, we have been recently blindsided. I don't even think people know now that the Social Security law changed. You've heard a lot about the government almost shutting down in the fall, and a budget bill was actually passed in December. And I don't think anybody knows that there were changes in Social Security in that budget bill. I won't go into the details because your eyes will glaze over, but it was changed in your survivor's benefits. If somebody dies, it's important to your financial well-being. It was changed in the way couples can file and suspend if you are planning that, meaning that one is going to file, then the other will get half the spousal share, and then there will be a suspension of the main one so they can really let it grow till age 70. You have to do that before April 30th now, or it'll be gone. And if you took early Social Security, you used to be able to reset it if you felt sorry that you did it and you want to let it grow till 70. And that's gone at all, completely, for anybody who was born after 1952. And I can go on and on and on and give you all little different things that's already been changed right under the radar. And it's kind of scary. Not only do people come in not having a plan B, but they don't even know what's wrong when they come and sit down, Ron. So I think you should say a little bit about how we go about helping people when they first call so that they feel comfortable making that call.
Well, yeah, Adrian, our objective is to always be able to point people in the right direction and get them thinking about, well, what blind spots, if you will, are they unaware of? And you bring up a really good point, Adrian. Let's say somebody was under the assumption that they could do certain things when it came to how they were going to collect their Social Security. And now the new law, which goes into effect April 30th, it was passed in November, but it goes into effect April 30th, now that new law changes everything for them, and they don't even know it. So sometimes a 15-minute strategy session might be just identifying the issues that are of concern and seeing if there's enough of a common ground to have a further conversation. And the important thing is understanding that in today's world, there is what I call a certain amount of commoditization of financial services, meaning you could walk in and talk with a financial advisor at one major bank, and then you could go talk to another financial advisor in a different major bank, and then you can go talk to a retail stockbroker, and, oh my goodness, all three of them might be recommending the same mutual fund. And people come away with the impression that, well, I guess these financial advisors are all the same. And
right.
Nothing can be further from the truth than that. So understanding how we're different and how we can help somebody can only take place by either attending one of our live events and getting a feel for what we're about, or having a conversation with us, or going onto the website, or reading one of our books. That's what's necessary.
Yes, 800-467-8152. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a story you'll never forget. Okay, we can go right on to the next one, and you'll see the story-selling aspect of it. I do think that it's somewhat helpful, I think, for you to talk about anything that you feel compliance-wise you can say about annuities, because I think we have to clear the air a little bit, too, on that. All right. Ready, Sue? Hello. We're back. This is Adrienne Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And I promised you a story that you wouldn't forget, and I'll tell you why I think you won't forget it, because it shows you what a slippery slope we're all on for our money if we don't have some kind of expertise, somebody who specializes in lifelong income production after we retire. We had a lovely couple call from this radio, and they came in and they said in the course of what we were discussing that they're not going to retire for about 2 or 3 years. They were in their late 60s. And they would be fine because they were going to suck away the spousal share of their Social Security for the next several years, and that's going to help them make a little bit of an end run and save as much as they can in the last few years of their work life. And they were both working. And what they had decided to do was the husband was going to take his full Social Security at his full Social Security age, which in his case was 66. And he was not quite 66. And the wife was actually older than him, was going to take her spousal share, and then he was going to drop his and let his grow until he was 70, and hers would continue to grow because she wasn't going to take hers. That's the essence of file and suspend. And it would have given them $1,500 extra per month for 4 years, by the time from 66 to 70. Well, that was their plan. They were smug and happy as a bug in a rug with this idea, and so they came to us to see what to do with the rest of their money. They happened to mention that this was their plan. However, they were going to go on vacation. So they were planning to go to the Social Security office. This is a true story, in May. Now, here's the interesting part. Obviously, from what I told you in the first segment, it would have been all over because April 30th was your cutoff to do this, or it disappears. But that wasn't even the real issue. He wasn't quite 66 yet. He wouldn't have been 66 until April 2nd. Now, listen to this, Ron. He didn't realize that you had to be a full age to do the file and suspend, even if he got in at the right time before April 30th. So he needed not only not to wait until May and not worry about his vacation for a minute, but he also needed to wait until April 2nd, pretty close to the deadline, and get it done. And what we were able to do was look on their calendars, because they're very busy people, and make sure that he was right in there. Now, that's 4 years of $1,500 times 12. That's what he would have lost if he failed to come in for a few-minute consultation. That's what he would have lost if he failed to come in. That's just a lot of money going down the drain because you don't know what you don't know. And that's only one aspect of it because those laws tend to be changing. So I want to go back with you, Ron, and I'm hoping people are now getting their pencil and paper. So let me very quickly say you can have that information and a lot more if you call us at 800-467-8152, tailored to you, not to the universe, not just that you read something because you Googled it, but something that relates to you and the details of your life. You call 800-467-8152, and February 16th at the Chester Library, we'll be going through all this stuff at 7 p.m., so it's, of course, free, but please call so that we know that you're coming, and that is 800-467-8152. The library does not take registrations. We do, and let us know that you're there. It's good for the refreshments, too. 800-467-8152, or go to Ronald Gelock, G-E-L-O-K, and associates.com. All right, so Ron, let's get back. You were saying something very important, and that was people feel already that financial planners are fungible. I'll go to one or the other, or I'll go online, but and in some cases they are. Let's say that. However, there are specialists in accumulation, and there are specialists in distribution. Can you explain that to everybody? I'm not sure people get it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Adrienne. It may be that, you know, when you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, early 50s, your focus is, well, I want to accumulate as much money as I can because I'm going to need to supplement my income in retirement. I can't just rely on Social Security alone or an underfunded pension plan. So accumulation is that mindset of, well, I don't really care about the bear markets that occur because I'm not going to need this money for decades, right? Now, once you start knocking on the doorstep of retirement, say, let's say you're within 10 years of retirement, there needs to be a fundamental shift in your thinking to a higher level to say, well, wait a minute, I can't necessarily afford another 2008 where the equity markets dropped 40% and it took almost 6 years to recover from because I'm going to be taking money out of my retirement savings to supplement my income. In other words, I'm going to be... I use this expression, reverse dollar cost averaging. In other words, when you're in your 30s or 40s, you're funding the 401k, and you're putting money in during market highs and market lows. When you're in retirement and you're taking money out, let's say we have a two-year terrible bear market, you know, kind of like a 2001-2002 period, back-to-back double-digit negative years. If you just do the math and think about this, let's say you have $200,000 and you say, well, I'm going to take a 5% withdrawal on this $200,000. Well, that'd be $10,000, 5% withdrawal, right? So if you go, well, wait a minute, if suddenly my $200,000 is worth 20, 30, or 40% less because of adverse market conditions, now that $10,000 withdrawal is a greater percentage of the account value. In other words, if you're taking $10,000 out of an account that's worth $150,000 or $120,000, it's not sustainable to assume that you could just do that the rest of your life. So this is why we want people to be thinking in terms of what's the right way I should be allocating my funds to make sure that I ideally do not run out of money before I run out of breath?
Yep, yep. And the fact is, you know, I'm almost going back to the beginning of our show, this question of longevity. We're about 87 years now into the average age of people who are, relatively middle class. Let's be honest. People who have less money don't have as good health care, although we're all trying. We all hope it'll happen. But the fact is they also don't have the same daily nutrition or exercise. So at a certain age, when we say the average American is 87, it's not so much the average American. But it's the average American who's listening to me right now is very likely to live well into their 90s. And this is not a joke. You know, it isn't true that the marketers say you don't need any money after you're 75. You may need more money after you're 75 than you do now. You may be in a higher tax bracket than you are when you than now. Strange as it may seem, or worse yet, and we'll talk about this when we come back, the dollar may buy less. And we're going to talk about buying power, protecting your buying power. Give us a call at 800-467-8152. 800-467-8152, and I will tell you the story of $1 million in cash. All right, we're going to speedily down into the third segment now, okay? And yes. We'll talk about, I'll do the story, but then you can do some introductions as to why we're different. I think it's fair to talk about the fact that you spend most of your life, you personally, vetting companies and products that offer Plan Bs. I think that's fair for people to know how much time you really do devote to that and how what especially, I don't know if you could say specialist, but, you know, what a strategist you are. Okay?
Okay. Sure.
We can go.
Yeah, the whole idea here, right? And I use the analogy of
Do you want to say this on the air or off the air? Okay, you'll say it on the air.
What happened? We got
no,
off
no.
The air?
You just have to. No, we just need two seconds of quiet. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And I told you when we took our little bit of a break that I was going to tell you the story of $1 million in cash. I'm going to tell it to you very quickly because it may not apply to you, but something that is embedded in this story, I guarantee you, applies to you. You know, we are in the fifth and sixth wealthiest communities in the United States. I don't know if you know that, but we're heard in the fifth and sixth wealthiest counties in the U.S. And therefore, when people call, I always get a surprise. Some of them are just struggling. We're talking with them. We're helping with them. We turn no one away. We don't have minimums. But many people have a lot of money. And I wasn't born with a lot of money, so even a little money looks like a lot to me. I'm very careful with people's dollars. And I have been shocked at how much money people have set aside, Ron, in cash. Now, they do it for two reasons. One, rainy day, which we can talk about in our last segment, like they're going to get sick and they're going to need long-term care. The other is they're just afraid to put the money at risk, particularly with the market now, but these are people who have been afraid for a long time. And in one case, I just couldn't bear it anymore because there was $1 million in cash. I'm kidding you. When I say cash, I mean in a money market fund at a bank, several banks to take care of the insurance on the account, but it was $1 million. And I said, do you realize how much money you're losing? And they said, what? We're not losing any money. Don't be silly. I mean, this is just why it's here. It'll never lose any money. It'll always be $1 million. And yeah, that's right. Except that bread won't always cost what it costs today. Gasoline won't always cost what it costs. Your clothes, your health care. And therefore, you are losing money in the sense that if you care at all about what you could buy with the money, there is this element of buying power. And I see inflation coming up. Now, that's my prediction. But I follow lots of pundits. And I will tell you, I see inflation coming. People don't see it because they're not used to it. And that means that $1 million can automatically become half, 900,000, 700,000, not because the figure isn't there, but because the buying power isn't there. And I wanna switch that over to Ron, because Ron spends an inordinate amount of time studying products and systems, as he writes about in Fear Factor, his book, False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement, products and systems that can protect buying power without taking the losses that you normally have to take in order to stay in the stock market or to be in something that's volatile enough that if you have inflation or you have changes in the economy, it goes up. But with that, you pay the price of volatility, which you really can't afford after a certain age. So, Ron, just explain how you spend your time, in this aspect of your time anyway.
Well, Adrian, a really good analogy that I could use is the doctor's office and the pharmaceutical sales rep, right? And you might say, well, Ron, what does the doctor's office and the pharmaceutical sales rep have to do with doing research on financial system to generate income in retirement? What it has to do with is this, is there are what I refer to as product wholesalers out there who are employed by various investment companies and annuity companies whose mission in life is to knock on the door of financial advisory practices and say, gee, you know, you should be offering our products to your clients. And usually part of that discussion is, look how much compensation you will make if you recommend this to your clients. And one thing about our firm is, you know, when it comes to investments, we function in a fiduciary capacity, which means we've got a legal duty to clients to do the right thing, the same legal duty that a trustee has to trust beneficiaries or that your attorney has to you. And so we take that responsibility very, very seriously. And I'll give you an example. Let's just use annuities for an example, because annuities are extremely confusing to people. And I will say this, 95, 96 out of 100 annuity wholesalers that have shown up on my doorstep with products, as I've ended up taking the product and throwing it right in the garbage because the annuity contract was written, in my view, more in the best interest of the insurance company than in the best interest of the client. But then what I find is, you know what, there's a handful of exceptions where we have, for example, a fixed annuity product that offers index-linked interest, where you are able to participate in some of the upside potential that the market indexes can generate. You're able to keep what you make in the good years, avoid losses in the down years. You're able to have income guarantees for life at a no cost or at a nominal cost. And if you think about it, I've said this, I played this game with people where I said, listen, if you could have something that was backed dollar for dollar by reserves, so you felt comfortable with the integrity, and if you could have something that could generate a specific level of income for you for the rest of your life, and if you knew if something happened to you, whatever was left in that account would go to your named beneficiaries, to your loved ones, would that be a good thing? And people say, oh, yeah, that would be great. What mutual fund company offers that? And I go, guess what? No mutual fund company offers that. It actually comes from insurance companies. And then people will frown because they'll say, well, you know, I remember reading something in a magazine or hearing something on a radio show that said that all annuities were created in hell by Satan himself. And I go, oh, my goodness, you know, maybe some high-cost variable annuity that might be true of. But there are alternatives that make sense if somebody says, I don't care what it's called. I just want to know what it does, and I want it to do what I need it to do for me. Well, then that's where we're going to be open-minded and look at some of the offerings that come from insurance companies.
And you know what? We're going to be doing that live in a live event on February 16th. And please note that this is a date at the Chester Library at 7 p.m. I will be there with you guys. However, Ron also does wonderful seminars, and so will I be doing two in March, March 3rd and March 10th, over at King Tut. We're going to have some lunches there. So that's on Route 22. So we really have a lot of events lined up for you in the next 2 months. How do you want to get on the list? Of course, they're always complimentary. 800-467-8152. That is 800-467-8152. And if you are ready to do, ready to learn, we're going to have a 15-minute online consultation. We do this by Skype if you want to see us. We can do it on the telephone, or you can come meet us. And we will have an hour to 2 hour sessions. And it is all complimentary. It is there to educate you. 1-800-467-8152. And Ron, I'm going to throw this to you for the next few minutes of our show. You know, we did talk about the word blindside. And we talked about people keeping some cash. They keep cash for that rainy day when they may need it for their health care that isn't covered by Medicare, because most people are realizing now that unskilled care, somebody coming into the home to help you, is not covered by Medicare. For years, people didn't even know this, but now they do. And I know that you have alternatives for that, too, using some of the same products and systems if you get blindsided by a long-term illness.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Adrienne. And, you know, I was sitting here, and I was saying, what is that noise I'm hearing in the background? And I looked out the window, and it was the alarm going off at the local firehouse.
Whoa.
And I'm saying, I'm wondering if that background noise is being picked up as we're recording this, because it's sort of just coincidental that we're sort of sounding the alarm here on the radio
right. Show. Perfect.
And then there's an alarm going off in the background. So it is absolutely perfect.
It but really is. It's like central casting. Cue the alarm.
I know. Yeah.
Go ahead.
But the whole idea is, Adrienne, if 7 out of 10 people are going to have some need for long-term care later in life, whether that's home health care or assisted living or care, you know, God forbid, in a nursing home setting, doesn't it make some sense to plan for that likelihood rather than possibility? And so you look at the idea of some people will say, well, you know what, I'm going to keep some money in the bank, and this is going to be my rainy day fund. I'm going to keep this $50,000 or $100,000 in the bank, in this money market account, earning a tenth of a percent interest, because I might need this one day. I might have a rainy day where I have a change in health status and I need this money. And so one alternative that's available, and this is where I've often said sometimes we don't know what we don't know, and what we don't know can cost us a great deal of money. There are systems that involve the use of particular products that are sometimes described as single deposit or single premium long-term care plans with death benefits, and you go, what in the world is this? Well, I'll tell you what it does and how it works. Let's say a person age 65 decides they're going to take $100,000 and rather have it sit in the money market. They're going to put it into this single premium long-term care plan. There's one of three things that could happen. Number one,
and we'll do number two and three when we go back. Tell us number one.
Okay. All right. Number one is you can get your money back anytime you want. Total liquidity.
That's pretty good. In fact, number one may be what people want to hear because they're afraid to make a commitment for something they may never use. That's the essence of insurance. But here, you can get your money back, and we'll tell you more about it when we come back. Okay, we can go right into that, and you can leave when you want, and I can do play money.
Let me number two and number three, and then I'll literally hang up and let you finish, okay?
Right. So we're ready to go, Stuart. Now, Ron is going to hang up because I'm going to finish the last segment. Should he actually hang up? What should he do so it sounds good?
He can hang up.
It's 8:50 minutes, okay? So we're going to start right now.
Wait.
I don't even know what time it is, to be honest with you.
It's 8:51.
Okay, very good. I'm ready.
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and...
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And Ron always says that he's going to cultivate and has cultivated for over 20 years raving fans. And he may be needed by one of those raving fans before the end of the show. And if so, you may hear him say goodbye early, but we are not gone. I'm going to be continuing to tell you how to meet with us and speak to you about a new concept we have called Play Money that you're going to love. But before he leaves, let me just tell you, once again, if you want to come to any of our meetings, if you want to have a strategy session with us, you call 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152, and I promise you we will get back to you and schedule something that's convenient for you in both time and place. But before we left, Ron was telling us that for those who need long-term care, some kind of a buffer between themselves and the devastating cost of long-term care and do want to stay home, want to be in their home, not go into a nursing facility if they could possibly help it, and don't want expensive long-term care premiums, which they have to pay every year, there is an alternative with three aspects to it. He called it single premium or single deposit long-term care protection, and he was telling us the details. Give us some of those details, because I'm sure that there are people who are listening just to that issue.
Well, Adrian, number one, right before the break, we were talking about the idea of total liquidity, that if 6 months from now or 2 years from now, for whatever reason, you say, guess what, I didn't think I'd need this money back, but you know what, I want this money back, and I've got other plans for it. Guess what, you can get 100% back at no penalties. So people go, well, that doesn't get any better than 100% liquidity 100% of the time, and I go, yeah, I know. But number two is the ability to leverage up or increase the purchasing power of the money to pay for home health care, assisted living, or nursing home care. And so a 65-year-old who deposits a premium, say, of $100,000 might get $475,000 of long-term care benefits that could be paid out over a six-year period, whether it's home care, assisted living, or nursing home care. So option one, we said, is you get your money back. Option two is you use the money to pay for long-term care, but instead of you spending your own money dollar for dollar and exhausting the entire $100,000, you've got perhaps four times or more the purchasing power. And the third option is, well, what if you never use the money for long-term care and you never ask for your money back? Guess what? There's an income tax-free life insurance death benefit that gets paid out to your spouse or children. And people go, well, how come nobody ever told me about this? And sometimes it has to do, Adrian, with hidden agendas, that the financial advisory firm has their own ideas of how they want your money positioned, and it may be inconsistent with what's in your best interest.
Yes, and you know, when I have shown this to people, actually we do this together, because this is partly health insurance too. This is considered both insurance and health insurance. They have always been surprised. They cannot believe that they have an option to get their money back as a lump sum. Now, there was a time, grant you, that you could have 9% interest. And so, you know, it was great to have the cash someplace else. But forget it now. Half of the time, not only are they making a 0.5% on this money that's sitting there, growing to nothing, but many times there are hidden charges, even in their cash accounts, that they don't realize. They're coming out negative. So this is really something that people should know about. But I will say one thing, Ron. They must do something about it while they're healthy. Yes, is there a downside? Yes, there is a downside. And that is you have to be healthy. That means you have to do some action. You must take action. It's not going to sit on a shelf for you forever. And that's why I ask you, maybe you need a cheerleader. Maybe the best thing Ron and I do, and all of the wonderful team of advisors at Ronald Gilock and Associates, is to be your cheerleader. And here's the number to call, 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. You know, they always say, make yourself an elevator speech. If somebody asks you, what do you do for a living? Don't tell them you're a financial planner. Tell them something else. Well, the fact is, the something else is that we're out there to make sure you have a great old age. Even if you don't like the word old, you know what? If you're lucky, it's going to happen. And why not make this stage of life the best stage of your life? Give us a call at 800-467-8152. And plan, get your calendar out, and plan for February 16th. I promise you fun, not just education. Ron, I don't know if you're leaving us right now, but if so, I know you're going to do some great work with a client. And we can talk a little bit about play money, okay? So one of the things that we're going to discuss right now is, and I dug this up. I got to tell you in the last couple of minutes of our show, I dug this up. I am a journalist. I'm a New York Times AgeBeat fellow. I do a lot of writing and a lot of broadcasting. We have a wonderful award-winning show for adults called Generation Bold, Fountain of Truth. It's heard all over the country, syndicated. And I've written many, many books. If you go to Amazon, you can look up Adrienne Berg, A-D-R-I-A-N-E-B-E-R-G, and you'll see about 13 books there. Even for children and money, dealing even in many languages. But one of the things I've toyed with for a long time is called play money. And it stands for something. It doesn't stand for playing with your money or having a good time with your money. Ultimately, it does. But it stands for passive, meaning you don't have to go out and work for it. Lifelong, meaning that it never goes away. You'll always have it. A stands for always in your control. Even when you have a catastrophic illness or another surprise, like your pension gets cut or Social Security is in trouble, or perhaps you have a terrible, messy divorce. So it's always in your control. Play. And Y, very interestingly, stands for yielding enough. It's enough money for you, even if we have inflation. And I've created CDs and explanations and how important all of these considerations are. But I never actually found anything in the world of securities, meaning stocks and bonds, or cash, or mutual funds, that fulfilled play money, was passive, lifelong, always in your control and yielding enough, until I ran across what Ronald Gilock and Associates are doing, and that is creating income streams that you can count on. And those income streams can be received even though you're not working, so it's passive. It goes all your life. It's lifelong. It's always in your control because you have some really good concepts of how much money you're going to have, and you couple it with something like the single premium long-term care features. And it yields enough because we work on it. We make sure we understand more or less what you'll need in retirement. So if you're going to ask, where am I going if I'm going to call 1-800-467-8152, you're going to a play money session. And I'm planning to create some CDs for you guys, some white papers for you guys, maybe even my next book on this concept of play money. Because I believe that the next stage of life for all of us after retirement is the best stage of life. That includes your relationships, your volunteering, your travel, your leisure. And please tune in at Sunday mornings at 7 on this station for our Travel and Leisure Show. Meanwhile, get out there, kids, and make it happen.